Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, A to Z English Podcast listeners, it's Jack here, and we just want to announce that we are now on WeChat. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English Podcast. That is A to Z English Podcast, one word, all lowercase. And if you join the group, you'll be able to talk with me, you'll be able to talk with Social, and we can answer your questions, we can read your comments on the podcast. So we'd love for you to join us and be active in our WeChat group. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English Podcast. Thanks. See you on the app. Welcome to the A to Z English Podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Social. And today we have a topic talk, and right now, Social, something that's trending on TikTok and on the internet right now is comes from the Barbie movie. And the question that people are asking themselves is, what kind of Barbie are you? Like, could you describe your Barbie? And what kind of Ken are you? So can you describe your Ken? So maybe you could describe your Barbie and I'll describe my Ken.
Okay. I'm like, I don't know. I think ideally what I would like to be is fashion Barbie. You know, I have all these clothes and I love clothes, but yeah. I don't really dress up that much anymore. Like how I used to, but I used to love clothes. So I think I would be like fashion Barbie, you know, but now I'm kind of more like, meh Barbie or something. I don't know, like beige Barbie or something. kind of disillusioned with life ever so slightly.
trying to figure it out, Barbie.
Trying to figure it out, Barbie. Yeah. But you know, it's gotten better this year. I gotta say the tail end of 27 was a great time where I started a bunch of projects, including our English corner. With you. So I'm really excited about that. And, so maybe right now I would actually be like, the iconic Barbie that had all the jobs, like veterinarian, doctor, fashionista, like, you know, the one that's doing everything.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot, like the English corner, the coffee business, selling clothes.
What kind of clothes, like talk about the clothes that you sell, because I think that would be like, I can picture your Barbie's clothes, because of the, you know, you sell clothes on I see you post like dresses, like you're big into like thrifting, right? Like
yes
so lots of like prints or something, is that what they are, kind of prints with like
it can be, I think they're just, it just really depends. It's more so for me right now, I'm selling like American clothes, so in Mexico American clothes is popular because it's higher quality. Mm-hmm. Traditional American garments are high quality, like cotton and stuff, but like regular everyday wear clothes is pretty low quality. It's like worse than Shein quality or whatever, like it's very bad. So being that it's so bad, American clothes is quite popular here, so I just kind of pick whatever I think looks nice and that I think other people will like and bring that and sell it here. So it could be like dresses with prints or dresses for graduation or like sweaters and different articles of clothing that I think that will sell. And it's been going pretty well, I think. The only issue is like the price point because it's in Mexican pesos, so it's actually cheap for the US, but for Mexicans, a lot of people only make like 300 pesos, which is like $15 a day. And as you
Oh.
know, most clothes is like at least $25 or
Oh,
20 bucks.
yeah. Even if you buy off the clearance rack or something, at Macy's, it's still going to be 20 or 25 bucks,
So that's kind of just the only thing that I'm struggling with. And I'm kind of thinking about bringing in accessories and stuff that are like a little bit cheaper or maybe like skincare. I've been thinking when I go to Korea about buying like cheap clothes and skincare and selling them here as well. The cool thing about Korea is you can like ship like boxes of stuff back. So
Yeah.
it's kind of fun.
What's
So,
your accessory if you that goes with your Barbie?
oh, if I had an accessory, duende. Duende
Duende, right. Yes, of
got me there.
course. Yes.
Yeah, he's basically a forced accessory at this point because, like, I left him for a day and a half to go to Capulapam, which is a really, really beautiful village here in Oaxaca for my birthday trip. And I came back and he's all sick and everything. I was like, what's wrong with him? So I took him to the vet today and he was like, oh, he was stressed because you left him. And then, like, like his stomach probably hurt because he ate like some different food. We switched him to a different.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
And diet and like
Okay.
all that together made him have like a problem. Like he got giardia, which is like, traveler's diarrhea type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it was really scary because he seemed really sick, but he's doing fine now. But it's like a forced accessory. I got to take him everywhere with me or else he gets sick. So
Yeah. I'm not sure how well this Barbie's going to sell the Barbie with the duende accessory with diarrhea, but
No diarrhea, just plain duende, just healthy duende
Healthy
accessory.
duende. Okay.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
it's just like a purse dog that you have to take everywhere. He's looking at me
Right,
right now.
right.
I'm talking about this.
You need a bag, maybe something maybe a bag that's kind of a local like locally made Oaxacan bag that you could put duende in. That'd be a pretty cool little
Yes.
Barbie. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be cool. He's wearing his little sweater right now too, because it's cold. So that would
Nice.
be cute, like a blue hoodie. Yeah. Well, what kind of Ken are you?
Yeah, so I'm definitely like teacher Ken.
Oh,
My
yeah.
Ken has a shaved head, so that's the I'm representing the bald out there. So bald Ken. But my accessory would be a trucker hat, a trucker cap. So you can cover Ken's bald head with a nice trucker cap. And I'm trying to think of like what's my uniform? I would say my uniform is a pair of jeans, some tennis shoes, a t-shirt, and then maybe like because I'm a teacher, I'll throw like a suit jacket over the top of that. So this is definitely the strangest Ken ever. But yeah, I think that would be my accessory and my outfit. And maybe my school bag, you know, that would be my, putting students' papers and things like that, inside. That would be my other accessory. So the trucker hat and a school bag. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Teacher.
AI can. Be cool.
Yeah.
I often see, what was I going to say? I often see Gen Z represented as wearing like beanies as well, which you also do.
Oh, that's right. That's when I try to be cool, but it's like dressing one generation below my actual station in life. So
I don't think so, because every time I see Gen X like represented in skits, they're always wearing like they dress exactly like you. It's so crazy when I see this guy like post skits, because he's not Gen X. I think he's like a millennial. Maybe he's no. I think he must be like a millennial, and he posts like skits, like showing like boomers at work, Gen X at work, millennial and Gen Z at work, you know. Mm-hmm. And I definitely relate hard to like a mix between the Gen Z and millennial, because you know I'm a cusper. But when he does the Gen X, it looks just like you, Jack.
Yeah.
Like <He's good. laughs> it looks so much like you. I gotta send you it, because I think you would get a kick out of it. It's so similar to you. And then like the Gen Z is like for example, they have like the meeting and the Gen Z is still sleeping.
Oh yeah.
That is me. That is kind of like me. So
I think I'm a cusper as well. Like I'm kind of right between millennial and Gen X, because I'm I'm like a really young Gen X or a really old Gen Z.
Millennial, you mean?
A really old millennial. Yeah.
Yes.
So I can go either way, depending on my mood for the day, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to send you one of those skits so you can take a look at it. But yeah. All right. Well, listeners, let us know, what kind of Barbie or Ken would you be? I'm curious to know. Leave us a comment down below at A to Z English Podcast leave us a comment down below at AtoZEnglishPodcast.com. Shoot us an email at AtoZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com and join the WeChat and WhatsApp groups to join the conversation. And let us know if you've seen the Barbie movie too, because I'm curious about that. I personally didn't get through it. I wasn't a huge fan, but
I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, I need to.
I wasn't a fan, but we'll see.
Yeah.
And also make sure that you guys join us in the English Corner if you are so inclined. It's $10 a month, and it's for 20 sessions. So Monday through Friday, we have the English Corner meetings for an hour. And we have discussion questions, and Jack and I are in there talking with the students, and it's really fun. I really, really have enjoyed it so far. We have a lot of great English speakers, and I think we have really great conversations in there. It's almost like just hanging out with your friends.
Yeah.
So, if you're interested in that, make sure to shoot us a message, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.